Do you remember we talked about Allah's name Al-Khafid, which means the one that lowers the rank and status of all those who disobey Allah? Allah is also called Al-Mudhil, which is very similar to Al-Khafid, except it is more intense and more unpleasant. So if Al-Khafid means to lower something, Al-Mudhil means to extremely lower something. Terms to describe this state would be to disgrace, to dishonor, and to humiliate. The Holy Quran says, وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. You honor whoever you wish and humiliate وَتُذِلُّ whoever you wish. تُذِلُّ and مُذِلُّ both come from the same root word ذَلَلَ. This verse means Allah has the power to honor and to humiliate. But for honor or humiliation to come our way, it depends on what we do. For example, Allah disgraces, dishonors and humiliates those that oppress others, those that are arrogant and those who disbelieve and disobey Allah intentionally. When they are humiliated, they will not truly recognize Allah and they wander on in life without any real knowledge. This is the lowest degree of humiliation. The holy verse also says, وَتُعِزُّ. Allah also honors, strengthens and protects the person that does good deeds and has piety as mentioned in the previous lesson of Al-Mu'izz. How should we live by this name? 1. Do good deeds and we will not be humiliated and you will be promised heaven. The Holy Quran says, there is a great reward and extra blessings for those who have done good deeds, and their faces will not be covered with any darkness or zilla, i.e. humiliation. They are the companions of heaven, where they will stay forever. 2. Stay away from bad deeds because the Holy Quran says in the next verse about those who have done bad deeds, zilla, humiliation, will cover them. They have no protector from Allah. Their faces are so dark as if they are covered by layers of a very dark night. They are the companions of the hellfire, where they will stay forever. 3. We should seek honor by being true believers. The Holy Quran says, and to Allah belongs the izzah, the honor, to his prophet and to the believers.